True.
Welcome back to the Game Boys podcast. We're here. It's the quarantine series. And it's me, Nikki.
Me, Jackson.
And me, Jonah. Yeah,
and
they've
me,
been recording
boy,
with me, but like...
Your boy, Eli, apparently.
What'd he do?
And so, Jonah's a new member on the podcast for you guys, but because we've actually recorded it with him a few times, but those episodes got scrapped for reasons not to be named. And
Jackson yelling, me memeing, multiple different things.
Multiple
yeah.
different
yeah.
things. It wasn't Jonah's fault, though. So, which is,
yeah.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jonah's a good. So I've been playing some old games. I've been playing some old games recently, and it's been pretty fun. I played Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It's not really old, but it's older. It's not new current games, since there's none coming out, because they're all postponed. But
sadness.
And Jonah sadness. Just gets on Spyro Reignited Trilogy.
Yeah, that's all I do now.
Yeah, he's getting those hours. He doesn't want his highest played game on Switch to be Sonic Forces.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean, yeah.
Oh, Jonah,
I'm
you
sure
poor.
My brother's playing 2K right now.
Jonah, you
2K
poor.
2K is solid.
2K. 2K
is 2K. 2K
is
2K.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
I know,
all you can
I know
say
we're
about
like,
it.
What? I know we're like a month late, but the Nintendo Mini Direct wasn't bad.
It was fine, honestly. It wasn't like, it's what you'd expect from a mini direct. Nothing huge. I mean, there wasn't really that much to be discussed.
See, I'm pretty sure it was good, because they had Smash DLC, Isle of Armor, some more, I think it was BioShock or BioWare, I don't know, that came to Switch.
It was a lot of Steam games.
It was
games.
A lot of stuff. I'd say it was a pretty good
a
mini direct.
A lot of stuff.
I don't know why they called it a mini direct, though. It just seemed like a full direct to me. It was like
well,
30. It was like half an hour. I think
yeah,
it was pretty good.
I've been playing a lot of old games, like they already discussed. But I've been specifically.
Is there a new Splatfest?
Oh yeah, the new Splatfest. That's happening.
Yeah.
Bro, we can't let Mayo win again.
I'm sorry if any of you people listening are Mayo fans, but ketchup is better, and
no,
it's just a fact.
Ketchup all the way.
Exactly. That's why our goal for the next Splatfest is to destroy Mayo, and we have our
squad ready to destroy Mayo.
And we're actually going to be splitting up into squads and playing together, so that way we can destroy the competition,
destroy
so we can win
Mayo.
Because Mayo is garbage. Mayo only goes well with certain
things.
The
one thing I think was really cool, if we're talking about Splatfest, is how they used the last Splatfest in Splatoon 1 to set up the story of Splatoon 2.
Oh yeah, I like that too.
Cause remember? Because that's how it was like, Callie... Because Marie won the last Splatfest, so that's why Callie like ran away or something and you had to rescue her.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't
really
remember the backstory, but I finished it.
Yeah, I honestly liked it. I finished the story mode for both games, and I
yeah.
enjoyed it.
I can't believe that a Switch came out like three years ago.
I know. I am honestly, it's honestly kind of old.
Yeah, I
now.
Old.
I got
mine late.
I got mine.
I got mine
no,
during
I just
summer,
got a Switch.
But... I pre-ordered mine. I got it the day it came out, and I was so stoked. It was,
bro,
it was.
I pre-ordered Smash. It was juicy.
Okay.
Juicy.
Okay, then. You know, you're sounding like Eli right there.
I am. But Smash was really fun when I got it. That was back when
Smash
was
fun.
Better than me.
I mean,
that was back when I
played it like multiple times.
That's back when I was amazing.
That's when Jackson was amazing, bro. We had a tournament at my house.
And I got third.
I think Jackson got, like...
I got third, I remember.
Second, mainly because I won the loser's bracket, but because I lost first round, and I'm mad about that. But it was pretty
honestly,
fun. It was pretty fun overall. And we have...
Yeah.
And then Jonah wasn't there,
player.
Of course, but Jackson and I organized it.
It was so much fun. Enjoyed it. Been playing...
Winter tournament.
Yeah, that we did. So, one game I've also been... I think that we have to get this off our chests, and that
Ninjago?
We have to talk... No, but we have to talk about...
Wait, has that
about,
come out yet? I don't think it's come out.
It hasn't, but nobody's talking about it.
It's just bad Splatoon, Eli. It's literally just free Splatoon.
Yeah, it's gonna be clearly supposed to be Splatoon.
Wait, what game?
Free Ninjala. It's free Splatoon, and it still looks cool.
God, get those hours.
It still does look pretty cool.
Well, yeah, but I think that the game that's probably on my mind the most right now is Animal Crossing. I know that you guys haven't gotten it yet.
Because it's not good.
Oh, okay, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
Look, imagine if I was playing Overwatch, and for me to use a different character, I have to wait an entire
day. Should I get it, though?
I honestly enjoy Animal Crossing. I think it's a lot of fun. I mean, if you aren't patient, like Eli, for example, it's going to be a pain.
If I have to go into my settings, switch the game's date so I can get a shovel.
Isn't there Mr. Maletti or someone? Isn't there someone to prevent
Mr.
that?
Mr. Rossetti, yeah.
Mr. Rossetti.
That's an old one. That's an old thing.
Yeah, there's, I think, I forget.
Mr. Rossetti?
No, there's a new character. I just forget what it is. Because I didn't time skip, so unlike some people I know, but I won't say names.
There are people that are big brain, because I don't want to wait so I can get a shovel. It's not worth it.
I honestly disagree. I feel like even though Animal Crossing, it takes longer than New Horizons takes longer to get stuff than the other games, I feel like that it's a lot more, it's really nice to sort of, like, build your own island. It's just,
one thing about, Animal Crossing, it doesn't have binge value. Because if you think about, other games, I don't know, I'm thinking of Assassin's Creed, personally, there's no, like, waiting in it. So you can the map is huge. So if you wanted to spend 12 hours just playing the game. Like maybe with Animal Crossing you could do something similar and just like play the first few hours. At a certain point in time, unless you time skip, you're just waiting.
I think that I think that it's really just a different appeal for the game, because I honestly like those kinds of games where you can, like, chill and, like, have time to just, like, collect stuff and get 100%, because that's what a lot of Animal Crossing is collecting bugs, collecting fish to fill up your Critterpedia and, like, get a 100% in the game. Because right now, I got the game, like, a week ago. Actually, not even a week ago. It was, like, 3 days ago. And I started, and I'm still trying to open up my museum because I don't have enough bugs or fish. So it's taking me a while, but I honestly enjoyed the kinds of games where you can go at whatever pace. Like, it's not, like, a fast-paced game. Like, for example, Splatoon or any, like, a lot of shooter games, which is why I like.
Okay.
So, I think that Animal Crossing would be good if you check the chat, and because, you know, most people don't have the chat, the Jello Apocalypse Let's Make an Animal Crossing game video.
So, yeah.
That's a good Animal Crossing. But the one that we have currently, that's a yikes for me. I'm going to give that a 5 out of 10. It's okay. Definitely could be better.
Yeah, I feel like it's not a mobile game, so the point of it isn't to, like, play it once, and because the main appeal of mobile games at this point in time is AFK. So you can play it once, and then you can go away, go to work, do whatever, and not play it for a while. I mean, of course, everyone has stuff to do, but Animal Crossing, it just, to me, doesn't feel like it has that value. It just feels like a mobile game. It doesn't feel like a console game.
They still have a mobile game.
I honestly... Oh, wait,
Animal Crossing has a mobile game.
Yeah, Pocket Camp.
Pocket Camp. But I'm saying New Horizons, in my opinion, feels like a mobile game. Like, they could honestly just could have made that the new Pocket Camp.
And charge
$60 for it. Like, honestly.
Well, honestly, in my opinion, the game's a lot of fun. I have a lot of friends who have the game. And in playing together, just like, and especially, I would say, but I annoy my neighbors. Before I got the game, I didn't know that you could annoy your neighbors and, like, get them to be mad at you. So, So what I did the first day I had the game is I smacked my neighbor with my, I think it was a bug net that I had, and then wow, I violence. Realized, and then I really, okay, but I didn't realize that there were consequences, because in most games you have NPCs that just, like, do nothing if you, like, smack them, or, yeah, so yeah. In this game, I feel like that the, even though Animal Crossing is not a game where you can do stuff fast, I feel like that even though if you take time, and Nintendo made a good job of getting every little detail into Animal Crossing, and even though it takes a long time, I think it's worth it, which is why I'd give it a 9.5 out of 10.
That's yeah. pretty solid.
I guess, because I think the value of playing with friends is pretty good, but I don't know. I kind of like single players. Like, Spider-Man is one of my favorite games ever.
Which Spider-Man?
Spider-Man for PS4.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Spider-Man's, like, one of my favorite games ever. I've beat it twice. And, it's been really fun.
So, I got a question.
Mm-hmm. What?
Most of us have played Overwatch. Sorry, Jonah. No, you haven't. No, you don't have it. But the question I need to ask, and the thing I want to talk about. Okay, I disagree, but I will not bring that up.
Bro, I haven't played since Echo came out, because I haven't played on my PS. I haven't played Overwatch on my PS4.
How do you disagree with Echo's amazing?
Echo's fine.
Yo, Echo's actually pretty fun, because Eli.
Echo's, you know, Eli, you can just run triple. Does, right?
Yeah.
Yes, I played the game since Echo came out.
You can basically just get a Rhyme Shatter, like, twice. In exactly. like instantly, that's pretty good.
And I don't know.
Or fire's pretty good. And if you guys play Paladins, I forget what the other one is. It's like a blast that does like that does mad damage. It's basically like Amani's fire, but better.
She's literally just better, Pharah.
Okay, so yeah, here's what I'll say.
So even though Pharah's better for tank killing,
sure. Yeah, but here's what I'll say.
Pharah has AoE damage. Well, Echo, even though she shoots multiple shots, to me is more like single fire damage.
True.
Okay, so Jack. And she doesn't have. Oh, my bad.
So here's what I'll say. I mean, Echo. I guess if I don't really have the appeal for like I guess flying characters, I don't really like Pharah, even though she's really good. I understand that Echo's good, but I feel like the Echo is really, I easily counter Echo, because I play Roadhog the most, probably, yeah. And I feel like that as Roadhog, it's pretty simple to just grab her from grab her using the hook, and then, like, just easily be able to, eliminate her in the game, so I feel like, him, I don't know what gender is.
Echo,
it can be.
Girl.
Echo could be anything it wants. So I think that I just don't like Echo. But I feel like that another thing that we haven't talked about is Overwatch 2. Because that sort of that's
bro,
actually
I really
want to
get Overwatch 2 when it comes out. Because if you think about it, the one thing Overwatch lacks, like, that they've done, is they don't have good PvE. Like, they have the events, but the events, they're the same. They're recycled.
Yeah, I think that Overwatch 2 is gonna. Overwatch has its flaws. I feel like that even though it has a pretty good character, I guess character amount. I feel like that it could have more. And
yeah,
with the PvE,
I mean, but it doesn't want to. Sorry, you can finish.
And with the PvE, I'm hoping that the PvE mode is gonna be really good, because the story mode. Overwatch, I would have could have probably had a really good story mode, so I really hope that Overwatch 2 has a good story mode. Cause, and yeah. During the trailer, it showed that you could actually play the story mode. And at BlizzCon, it showed that you can play the story mode with your friends and stuff, like online, you can go through the story mode with friends. So yeah, I think that with that, it'd be a really good game.
Yeah,
also,
I think you're
it
right.
It has, challenges. I said challenges, new abilities.
Well, yeah, because it's in my opinion, I think Paladins has a lot more character customization. So, like, if you look at Paladins has three legendary cards for each character, and then different cards. So, whatever your playstyle is, with almost... So, there's a character, right? Like, Overwatch has. But there's more characters. But then there's even more minute customizations within the characters. Now, overall, I think Overwatch is, I don't know, I think it's better. I'm not completely sure. But the customization in Paladins is just a lot better than what Overwatch has done. And so I think Overwatch 2 might combat that.
Yeah, I think the same thing. I feel like that, I completely agree with what Nikki said. So, what else has been happening recently, honestly?
Not much.
DLC. I mean, was a while ago again, but,
But who do you think it is?
I think it's gonna be Max Brass, Master Mummy, or, I don't know. See, because if, in my opinion, and they're gonna do, if they do Springman, they're gonna have a whole lot of, controversy over the fact that, now assist trophies could potentially be fighters, and if they do Ribbon Girls, same thing, but with, Mii costumes, and if they do, I don't know, what's his name?
Is Kid Cobra a thing?
No, no one likes him, though.
I think it's going to be Kid Cobra, because I think it's going to be one of the ninja characters, but all the other ninja characters...
I don't think it's going to be Kid Cobra, because no one likes him. In my opinion, it might be Max Brass. He's not only my favorite character, but if you just play Armed Grand Prix, he's the final boss, except Headlock.
Well, yeah, but
so
if you've
literally played Grand Prix in Arms at all, he's there. He's the commish. He's, like, the most well-known character in the Arms universe. So I
honestly hope that it's Ninjara. Not only is he my favorite character because he's amazing, but he's also, I feel like he'd have a good versatile moveset because he's a lot like Greninja. You could throw punches with you could throw punches. You could disappear. You could reappear. You could do dash. I don't know. I feel like that there's a lot of stuff you could work with if you had Ninjara as a DLC character, which I feel like is why he'd be a DLC character.
But the one thing is, Ninjara is a spirit.
Oh yeah, so never mind then. I forgot he was a spirit.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I still think that could be possible that they could turn spirits into characters, because that's a little less more controversial than Mii costumes and assist trophies. But in my opinion, most of the other characters have abilities like other characters, like Twintel is a floater, like Daisy and Peach, and like you said, he's kind of like Greninja. So yeah. In my opinion, there's no character that like size changes, which is like the key thing Max Brass does when he gets to low health. So I think that'd be an interesting comeback mechanic, and as you can see from Terry, Nintendo's not shy of that. So I don't know.
So,
your thoughts, Jonah?
Very cool.
Very
Jonah,
cool.
Everybody.
Yeah, Jonah.
Seriously, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I think...
Isle of Armor is going to be fun, though. That's just, I'm looking forward to it.
I think Isle of Armor will be fine, but I still think Crown Tundra is going to be better. I think Crown Tundra is going to come out. People are going to start playing Pokemon a lot.
Oops, I just died in Spyro.
See, but yeah, I feel like Isle of Armor is still going to be cool because there's more raids, a Gigantamax for your Pokemon, and the superior one, Scorbunny.
Yeah, right. Okay, we all know that.
Bro, dismantling the Grookey gang.
We all know that
you mess with the group. Nope.
Never mind.
We don't want the monetization.
Uh-huh.
First of all, Grookey's looks the best. Second of all, I called the name of GMX.
But you know, if you mess with the Grookey,
my Grookey's name since the beginning of the game has been Drum Solo, and now it's called Drumbeat Solo. So yeah, sorry, I'm right. All of you are wrong. Grookey's the best Gigantamax.
Scorbunny's the best.
It might be the best Gigantamax, but Scorbunny's better.
Yeah, Scorbunny's the best starter.
Because in my opinion, Harsh starter. Eli, have you heard of Harsh Sunlight, my guy?
Have you heard of Drum Beating, my guy?
Eli, have you heard of Harsh Sunlight, where Scorbunny's attacks just do 50% more damage? Have you heard of that?
Have you heard of Drum Beating, like where you hit somebody and bam, their speed decides that it's no more? Who? Claire?
G-Max Toxtricity is just, like,
G-Max Toxtricity good. Looks good, but, like, I got a bunch of them because Excadrill max toxicity, super fast, also just doesn't take any of its hit damage. Doesn't do any damage to it because of its resistances. So, like, yeah. It's good.
Mm-hmm. I think, in my opinion, you're right. Crown Tundra's gonna be better. Right? All of Pokemon's PvE, basically. But the dungeons with your friends, that's gonna be really cool. And they're bringing back Legendary, so of course Pokemon Home's nice. And I got a Solgaleo from one of our other friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, and he has, like, 3 shiny Zekroms for some reason.
Cool.
That's pretty weird.
Okay.
Oh.
I think that we've talked about.
The more Legendary is going to be cool. Even though, what is his name? Urshifu?
Urshifu, yeah.
Yeah, it's Urshifu.
Urshifu's gonna be really cool, too. I wish you could get both styles and switch between.
That's something that annoys me. I think it should be a thing of what moves you teach it, because one of them's a dark fighting and the other's a water fighting.
Yeah, you
also,
need to...
Oh, it's that Pokemon. Hilarious. Grapploct isn't a water type, and Urshifu gets to be a water type, so, yeah.
Yeah, Grapploct isn't a water type. It literally has
kind of weird
in its name, and it's an octopus, but it's just not a water type.
That's kind of weird.
That's funny to me.
Okay, well, I think that we...
Pokemon just do it like that.
It does. I think that we talked about basically everything.
No, we need to keep talking because we don't have a funny meme for the title.
Stuff happens.
Oh, we don't have a funny meme for the title.
Don't we talk about funny memes for like 5 minutes and then I'm gone.
Yeah.
All right, and that's the end of the Game Boys podcast.